The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. The place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards. Proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch or a link to our Pro Wrestling Tee store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at RantEMRadio.com or SWLive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is Brian Kendrick, and you're listening to The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
My mic on.
Turn my mic on.
Turn my mic on. You didn't see that coming.
Turn my mic on.
I put the fade in.
You faded it.
The fade intro. I didn't even have to mess with it.
Ah, look at you. We're growing.
You know, Tony keeps busting my balls all the time. Welcome to another episode of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. Episode 375, Kevin.
That's an underrated milestone.
Hot off of...
That in 375. I like it.
Hot off of Kevin's birthday extravaganza.
Woo!
Thank you for listening, everyone out there. The numbers were great. Kevin had an excellent birthday.
I did.
You've had a week to digest.
Whew.
Did you have a favorite guest?
Oh, boy. I mean, the easy answer is to go with, like, Jeff Jarrett or Mick Foley or Road Warrior Rant. Like, those are, like, the easy, but... What popped me the most, honestly, other than a call from our good friend, Kurt Hawkins, was Sure Thing Ryan Wing.
Because that
was just like when you were still a kid and you had like, and you thought independent wrestling stars were like the biggest, just as big a stars as the stars you saw on TV. So like you thought that they were like really big deals and stuff like that. So having him call in, and he was my absolute favorite on the indie scene back in the day in that whole, I guess that was the SSCW crew, NWS crew, or what was it?
He was ECPW.
ECPW?
But he did stuff with SSCW.
Was it NWS?
Yeah, I think it was NWS. Yeah, with the fake doinks and all that goofy stuff.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, listen, the whole show is fucking great. You know, KP Burke calling in as... fucking gold. Yeah, it was awesome. I still can't believe, Jeff Jarrett, fresh after being inducted into the Hall of Fame, calling me, wishing me a happy birthday. Can't beat that. Can't fucking beat it. So, it was awesome.
Yeah, good times. If you are just catching up, you're listening live on the Rant, RantEMRadio.com, or you're listening to us in podcast form, maybe you heard about it on Twitter
are we on the
or
rant?
Facebook. Yes, we are on the Rant.
Oh, giddy up.
I put it up there, and I know they're going to replay it tomorrow night.
At our normal time? Air.
Yeah, at 7. Summer hours, so every other Monday we'll be on at 7 o'clock, and then every other Tuesday it'll be 7 o'clock. So it's going to be very confusing and fun.
Yeah, man.
but it is what it is. We got ROH TV on. I just put it on.
Hey, let me tell you something. I stumbled upon Ring of Honor on some channel. I couldn't even fucking tell you what channel it was. At like 1 o'clock in the morning on a fucking Wednesday or Tuesday. I can't for the life of me remember the channel, but out of nowhere, I know it's the most recent episode. So it was like kind of like back in the day with like ECW, I found Ring of Honor on my cable television.
Oh, that's excellent.
So again, couldn't tell you the channel. I was, probably coming home from the bar.
All right. Fair enough.
So I was like, what are those weird, like local access sports from like, that we pick up from like fucking DC or some shit? But I got Ring of Honor on my cable TV somewhere.
Did you watch it?
I did. I think I even took pictures. maybe their timestamp, that'll help me with the date.
Oh, there you go. So like I was saying before we put on ROH TV, if you want to listen to Kevin's Birthday Extravaganza and any other episodes of The Shining Wizards, go to shiningwizards.com. They're all archived there.
Thursday at 12:42 in the morning.
All right.
And it's some sports station because it has a ticker down at the bottom.
Okay. What was the match? What did you watch?
This is the Briscoes.
And Roppongi 3K?
Yes.
All right. That was last week's. Yeah. So good stuff.
See if I got the ticker with the actual name of the channel on it. I don't think I do.
But it's got what cable company provider do you use?
Xfinity. So Comcast.
Okay. Maybe if anyone out there in the Xfinity.
Oh, it's here, but it's so blurry.
Oh, blurry. Well, I'm sure. Can't you just search Ring of Honor in the menu on Xfinity?
You just blew my mind.
Yeah, I'm a mind blower.
That's all right. Snowblower.
Big week in wrestling.
Huge.
Of course, it was Money in the Bank weekend.
That's right.
So where should we start, Kev? Do you want to start with NXT or you want to start with Money in the Bank?
Is there anything else that we got to dive into?
I mean, nothing that is more a headline than those two things. I did watch the first episode of Lucha Underground Season 4.
Ah.
I watched the WWE 24 on the Hardy Boys.
Which we won't talk about because I haven't watched it yet.
And I watched something else to wrestle with when they covered the AJ Styles and TNA.
I'm very interested to watch that. Very, 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 very interested to see what they talk about there.
So, and apparently I watched
in the preview, he kind of comes off AJ Styles, that is, as kind of a douche in TNA. So let's see what they'll talk about that a little bit more.
And I watched last week's Ring of Honor TV, and now this week's Ring of Honor TV is on.
Beautiful.
I did a lot today. My fucking tattoo appointment got bumped again.
Motherfucker.
To next Monday. So I had a lot of extra time, and it is Africa hot here in New Jersey, so.
Yeah.
It's I was not going outside.
It is absolutely disgusting outside.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear... Do you wear shorts?
I don't own a pair of shorts right now.
Okay.
Currently. Because both of them are like American Eagle cargo shorts. And for some fucking reason, they always get holes by the pockets. So I can never wear them. So, but no, right now I do not currently own a pair of shorts. And here's something else. I'll tell you why. People always make fun of me for this shit. But just because it's hot outside, 95% of the places that I go have the air blasting, so it ends up being colder and it cancels out how hot it is outside. So I wear, I roll up the sleeves on a long sleeve shirt. I wear jeans. But shorts, overrated. All right, plus, I don't want to embarrass anybody with my quads.
Calves. And quads.
Quads.
You got it all. You got it all going on.
Total package. That's right.
All right. So where did we want to start?
I'll start wherever you start.
It was no surprise that I think NXT once again outshined Money in the Bank.
See, here's my take on that. I agree with you.
Okay.
But I think it was much, much closer than people like to think.
Oh, don't get me. I don't think Money in the Bank was bad. It just felt flat to me.
I thought this is probably as close as, like, when everyone says, NXT was far and away the better show. And sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not as big of a blowout as people think. This was probably as close as a race that you could possibly have between the two brands. Because I enjoyed a lot of fucking shit on Money in the Bank.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are your highlights? What did you enjoy from Money in the Bank? Let's start there.
Yeah, that's fine. I loved Ronda Rousey, Nia Jax, and the whole Alexa Bliss segment. I loved the female Money in the Bank.
I'm going to stop you there. You ready?
What?
You ready? I also enjoyed those matches very much, actually.
Perfect.
Did you hear that they pulled all the women from the house shows this weekend so they could practice, though?
I did not hear that.
Apparently,
that's the first I've ever heard that.
They pulled them Friday and Saturday, and it definitely showed.
Were the house shows in Saudi Arabia?
No, they were not in Saudi Arabia. But, man, that woman's Money in the Bank match was good. And the Nia Ronda stuff was good. And even the Asuka Carmella stuff.
With Ellsworth?
Was awesome.
Dude, and Seth Rollins Elias was so much fucking fun to watch, too.
Absolutely.
That was probably match of the night up until, you know, the women's Money in the Bank. And also, like, dude, Ellsworth is fucking crazy. A week ago, Saturday, I'm playing James Ellsworth out to the ring to fucking fight Craig Steele. And then Sunday, he's back on pay-per-view. Unbelievable.
It's awesome. It was, I liked it. I liked that he was in the whole Asuka garb.
Yeah. Everyone kind of, that secret, yeah, the cat was out of the bag.
People were chanting his name.
Yeah.
But, I'd be interested to see where they go with this because the announcers were like, is it another Asuka? And she was kind of like scared of it.
Yeah.
And I'm overthinking it. Like, what is she like? She wears the mask to the ring. Why is it freaking her out?
That's a good point. But it also could be like, remember that fucking shitty angle where Kane was wrestling and then Kane came back wearing a mask to confront non-mask Kane?
Was that Luke Gallows?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember that. I know what you're talking about, though.
So, I mean, Kane was freaked out by mask Kane.
So Asuka's freaked out. So it was freaked out
by, it's like, what is this? Is this my spirit?
It's like looking into a wacky mirror?
Yeah.
All right.
So I can kind of get why she would be a little, I mean, to me it was a little dramatic, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny as shit. And it was a perfect way to have Asuka lose. So, loved it. The only thing I wasn't crazy about, and this is not the match, is just the Braun Strowman winning the briefcase.
Why? I mean,
he's going to be the one that beats Brock. It seems pretty obvious now.
You would hope so.
But, like, come on. Like, it's probably just because he's not the one I wanted to win. I'm perfectly fine with it. He was, like, the last guy in the match I wanted to win.
At one point, when I was watching it this afternoon, because I didn't watch it live last night because I was working, and then me and my wife went out for some adult beverages and snacks. When Braun was coming to the ring, they panned out to show who was in the ring. And I knew who was in the ring, but four of them looked exactly the fucking same. Bobby Roode, Rusev, Finn, and The Miz. They all look like the same person to me.
How about that pop The Miz got? How about that?
It's just weird how they all look the same. And then Joe looks different, and Kevin Owens is in a t-shirt. And Kofi Kingston hadn't come out yet.
And Kofi Kingston doesn't look the same.
No, he doesn't look the same. He is an African-American, so that's... But man, they panned out, and I was like, they all look the fucking same. With the fucking beard. Minus The Miz. The Miz doesn't have a beard. Bobby Roode and Rusev look like the same fucking person. And Finn, from afar.
Finn and Miz look alike. Rusev and Bobby Roode, I can definitely see, look alike from a wide-angle lens type view.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a wide-angle view. Fucking the Aiden English thing was like... He's like a poor man John Cena with his, like, rhymes. He's like... It's like if Lanny Poffo and John Cena, like, rapping John Cena had a baby.
He'd probably be like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's exactly what I'm supposed to be.
So, it was a little weird.
Back to your whole... I don't know why, but I don't see what everyone else sees with that whole argument of everyone looking the same.
I don't really have a problem with it. I just never... You know, like, we grew up in the 80s where, like, you had the fat guys and, like, the medium fat guys and the out-of-shape, in-shape-looking guys and, then like, the Hulkster. And now it's like everyone's kind of like, Chris Hero was let go because he was out of shape, and then they brought him back, and he probably looks worse than he did when they let him go.
That's a fair statement.
You know, like, there's no, like, Braun Strowman's a big dude, but he's, like, big. Like, it fits. Like, there's no Dusty Road-looking character. I don't have a major problem with it.
But, like, you could say, like, Braun Strowman is the fucking guy, you know, shaved head on the side, long hair, mohawk, Aleister Black with a beard, fucking Buddy Murphy with the fucking shaved side of the head with the hair, long hair, and the beard. And that's a common look now, too. So there's Braun. Listen, Braun's huge. Braun's Head and Shoulders, a guy that if they want to push as the main guy, I'll have no problem with it. I was just really hoping, I guess, I was rooting for Finn or Miz, obviously.
Yeah. I did. Because
Finn can be different if he wants to be.
Right. And the idea of the Money in the Bank is that they're it's not necessarily an underdog, but it's somebody who can capitalize on an opportunity.
Yes.
And maybe Braun isn't that guy. Maybe Braun's the guy who beats Brock or beats Brock up to a point
and
where
someone
cashes
else in on him.
Can cash in.
And that's a great point, actually, because Braun Strowman has gotten world title shots over the past 2 years.
Right. And then didn't they do a one-on-one match where Brock just beat him a couple months ago?
Yeah.
Like somewhere in between.
They did a triple threat with Kane at the Rumble. I know that.
Yes. And was it in December, maybe?
I don't know if they had a... They did have a one-on-one. No,
yeah,
that was Brock.
It was real short, too, wasn't it?
Was that Brock Braun or Roman Braun?
I think it was Brock.
I think it was... You might be right. They did so many different variations of it.
The old Wikipedia.
But, like, we never saw Finn Brock. I think that would be a really fun match to watch. And I think... But see, now you got Seth Rollins, who is just on fucking fire.
Yeah, Seth Rollins is definitely
like, so
on fire.
Some people say that he should be the one that beats Brock. Or maybe he does beat Brock, and then Braun cashes in on Seth. I don't fucking know. Who knows? That's what makes the... But I agree with your point that a guy who's already like a top guy... but they've done that before. Cena's won it. Edge has won it when he was already a champ. Actually, no. Well, he beat Kennedy. But, like, part of me actually kind of thought that Kofi was, while the match was happening, that Kofi was actually going to get it.
It was No Mercy.
That was the one where they stacked the fucking card.
No Mercy in September.
I think you had Roman and John Cena on that card, too.
Yes. Yes. It was The Miz over Jason Jordan, Finn and Bray, Dean and Seth over The Bar. Alexa beat Bayley, Emma, Nia Jax, and Sasha Banks in a Fatal 5-Way. Roman Reigns beat John Cena. Enzo beat Neville for the Cruiserweight Championship. And Brock beat Braun in 9 minutes.
The real one.
So, yeah. He performed a German suplex on Strowman, but Strowman immediately performed a chokeslam and a running power slam on Lesnar for a near fall. Lesnar applied a Kimura lock.
Kimura!
Strowman touched the ropes to break the hold. Strowman performed two running power slams on Lesnar for a near fall. Lesnar then performed an F5 on Strowman to retain the title.
Gross.
So, we've had the one-on-one match before. But again, you know, there's so many different things you could do with Braun being the Money in the Bank champion. And, you know, Raw is coming on. We're recording on a Monday, so if you're listening to this at a regular time on The Rant on Tuesday, then, you know, something may have already happened. But it'll be interesting to see what they do on Raw. Both briefcases were won by Raw brand superstars, who just also happened to be partners in the Mixed Match Challenge.
Well, I enjoyed the fuck out of Alexa Bliss and that shit. And, dude, like, Ronda Rousey is good.
Yes.
Like, she's real good.
Real good? She did, she
real
did
good.
I don't know about real good.
I think...
She did better than I expected, and if this is the speed she's progressing, then I think she will be really good.
Okay, all right, maybe real good was... But that match, when you're in there with Nia Jax, who, let's be honest, isn't Sasha Banks, isn't Becky Lynch, isn't Charlotte. Nia Jax is usually the one in the ring with someone who could kind of control the flow of the match and guide her through a good match. So this was Nia Jax's first time with being someone in the ring with less experience than her, but it's arguably the highest profile match, arguably on the show. Probably on the show, I would say.
I agree. And I think Nia did a great job. And I think Ronda did an awesome job.
So now you have this, I love it, now you have this dynamic of fucking both Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey being outsmarted by this little fucking midget, and now she's the champ.
And I thought Nia and Ronda told a great story. I thought Ronda's facials were awesome. She sold like a champ.
Yeah, in the match they were, but she's got to work on. And that's
like,
part of her
allure. Comes
out
and she's like,
smiling.
That's
part of her character where she's like, "Hey, listen, I know I could beat you up. I don't really need to look angry all the time."
The commentary, how Michael, was it Michael Cole?
It was Todd Phillips.
Todd Phillips. They had to keep saying this isn't the UFC.
Was Michael Cole on the show? I watched a lot of this with the commentary down. To be honest with you,
I don't. Michael Cole was it
Prince
Michael?
Of Pro. Tweet us. Oh, I still got to get that Twitter locked.
Whoever was doing commentary kept saying it's not the UFC. And they were like, so, in the UFC, there's no headbutts.
Right.
I didn't see Nia Jax throwing any headbutts either.
And, like, you have to break the hold at five counts. So they kept saying, listen, I get that because everyone still considers UFC the real – well, it is a real sport. So to point out the subtle differences of things that she might not be used to in wrestling to try to make it more – credible as, like, will Ronda have trouble adjusting? I get that. So it makes sense that they point out little stuff like that just to, because it shows the difficulty level of WWE and how someone who's only done it once other time has to adjust to the rules. So I get why they did that.
But overall, I thought it was a great show.
Loved
by,
it.
By both of them.
If I had to give TakeOver an A, which I do, I'd have to give Money in the Bank a solid B+, A-.
I would not give TakeOver an A.
Oh, I would.
I really liked the tag match. Like, really liked the tag match. And I love the Gargano-Ciampa match. I'm not into Aleister Black, Lars Sullivan at all.
That's fair. Because, to me, I hadn't watched NXT in a while. So, like, this Lars Sullivan, I know he was in the, did he win? No, Ricochet. No, who won the ladder match?
Adam Cole, baby.
Oh, Adam Cole. Oh, that was the North American title. That's right.
Yeah.
But I don't know how Lars Sullivan got inserted into the main event picture. Was it a triple threat match with him, Ricochet, and Dream?
I would be lying if I fast forwarded through all the video packages because I was short on time yesterday afternoon because I had a short break. But I'm sure if you go back, I know they were building him up as a contender.
And I was going through, after the pay-per-view, I went to WWE.com and actually, like, looked through the roster, like, to see, like, who was there and what, like, real stars they, like, still have in NXT. And Aleister Black is a star to me. But it just, NXT right now doesn't seem like NXT. That's weird. I don't know why I'm saying that like that. But, like, Lars Sullivan doesn't seem like – he will be, but he doesn't seem like an NXT main event guy when we've gone through, you know, fucking Bobby Roode, Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, fucking
– Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe.
Nakamura.
Like, Aleister Black, I think, is there, but it's missing something. I think EC3 will probably be a part of that.
I think he's missing his dance partner.
Yeah.
You know,
I liked. Is EC3 a face or a baby face or a heel? Okay. Yeah. So
I'm going to go I'm going to say heel. I'm going to guess heel.
Yeah. Dude, what about Velveteen, the old Dream and Ricochet? I like that match.
It was good.
I actually really like that match.
I like that. I like the women's match too. I like the whole angle with Nikki Cross, how she likes the pain and she was laughing before.
Oh, that was awesome.
Out.
That match was like, your theater. That was like your story time match as opposed to like the tag match. And I believe the next match was Dream and Ricochet. I think
after the tag match.
After
yes.
the tag match, yeah.
A tag match, Ricochet, Dream, women's match, championship match, and then the Chicago Street Fight.
A lot of people not on the show. Like, or not wrestling on the show. Like, EC3.
Well, Adam Cole didn't wrestle. EC3, yep.
So, I mean, I guess that's really it. But,
well, they... Can I bring up something?
Sure!
Wow, we got to see the introduction of Keith Lee.
Yeah.
All right. Can they stop with that?
I like it.
You like that they you do take these amazing talents and instead of like
debuting them,
inserting them
in something,
like every time there's a takeover, I just feel like there's like a better way to introduce an audience to them. Like if Keith Lee like runs out after the Aleister Black match and fucking puts him down, and then the announcers are like, Keith Lee, like he's making an impact. Keith Lee sitting in the fucking third row next to me and you, and me and you going, NXT!
Well, do you think?
Because they do it with everyone.
Recently they have, with EC3.
They did it with EC3. They did it with Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
They did it with War Machine.
Ricochet.
I
don't know. I never really thought about it like that until right now. And I think it's a unique part of their show that I kind of actually dig. Because, like, it actually makes them feel like a bigger deal. Because, like, everyone already knows who these guys are. Like, now they're in NXT. Like, now it's like Chris Benoit going up to the WCW headquarters going, this is where the big boys play, and walking in and shit like that. So to me, it's like, I never thought about it like that.
I just think there could be, you could still do the introduce the guy in the crowd, but there's creative ways. Like when Joe made his debut.
Or even like Cassius Ohno made his return.
Like, you could do shit. Like, you don't need to see Joe sitting in the crowd. He just walks out at the end of an NXT special, and people went bananas.
And maybe that's just how they felt about
They see, like, Samoa Joe doesn't need to get introduced to the NXT audience.
I think it's all, like, on an individual basis, where if they felt that there was something better for Keith Lee to do, they would have done it. Like, if there was, like, Samoa Joe, that was perfect.
Did you think EC3 deserved better?
Does he have history with anybody in NXT?
Like, I mean, he doesn't need to have history. I mean, Joe,
I don't know.
Joe had history through TNA. I mean, he was there as Derek Bateman. I don't know if anyone is still on the roster. Could he beat up
Percy Watson, who's doing commentary?
Could he beat up No Way Jose? I have no idea, because I feel like he's been around forever.
Fucking No Way Jose. I don't know. I mean, I totally get your point. I never really thought about it. I actually think it's kind of cool, because that's like one of the things that you look forward to when watching the TakeOver specials, is who's going to be the guy they introduce. So that was my take when I saw it, because when they did the Keith Lee thing, I'm like, cool, Keith Lee's there.
What did you think of the AJ Nakamura match?
That's actually the one match that I did not really watch all that closely, because I was pressed for time to get the whole show in, and I wanted to watch the Money in the Bank ladder match. Obviously, I'll go back and watch it. I read that it was amazing. I read from people that it was their best match.
It was their best WWE match.
Yeah, their best WWE match.
It was a very slow paced. It was the match was a half an hour long.
Really?
It was a long match. The last couple minutes were really good. Don't get me wrong, I liked it. I just, you know, I think expectations are so high.
Well, that's the thing.
For Nakamura. And I just don't think it's working for him in the WWE.
It was working for him in NXT.
Yeah, but it's, you know, just like, what?
How did Shinsuke make his debut? Was he in the crowd? Was he an intro guy? Or was he a fucking running guy?
I think he was in the crowd.
Oh, no, it was William Regal introduced him and he was on the screen or something like that, right?
Let me see. I'll look. I'm looking up right now. Look it up right now. Look it up right now.
Or is that Hideo Itami?
He was taking a part in NXT Dallas. He arrived. His debut match was against Sami Zayn. It doesn't say if they did anything.
Yeah, I forget how he debuted. But I remember one of them was like William Regal would be like, you'll be defending or you'll be going up against this man. And then it'll go to the screen and then it'll show, Hideo Itami.
Yeah,
or...
William Regal announced that Sami Zayn would face the newest signee, Shinsuke Nakamura, at Dallas TakeOver.
Gotcha.
On April 1st, 2016.
And then he went to the main roster right after Sami Zayn, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Sami was already on the main roster, no?
No, I think it was after this match.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he may have done the John Cena U.S. Open Challenge, but I think he was still considered NXT until after this match. But I love both shows. Enjoyed the hell out of both shows. So, good weekend for WWE.
Did you find the placing of the Daniel Bryan match a little weird? Him opening against Big Cass?
No, I did find... the placing of the Money in the Bank ladder match is a little weird. I thought for sure you'd open with one, but there was a lot of matches on that show.
Yeah, it was a long show.
4 hours and 37 minutes, I believe.
And you're right. Prince of Pro reached out to us on Twitter. Cole, Coachman, and Graves were on commentary for the Ronda Rousey match. And Cole and Graves shit all over Coachman's attempts at making the points.
And then it was
Tom
Phillips, Byron Saxton, and Corey Graves for the SmackDown matches.
And Daryl. There's Daryl.
Daryl.
Who doesn't want their own Daryl? The Daniel Bryan Big Cass thing, I don't know. I feel like they could have gave Daniel Bryan something better.
I agree. It's not really working for me.
It's no Bobby Lashley, Sami Zayn.
God, what a clusterfuck.
Oof-ah.
And that wasn't even an awful match either. It was just... And the crowd was getting into it towards the end. When Bobby Lashley was doing like the three vertical suplexes and stuff, so they finally got behind it. But that's like oil and water, that feud.
What did you think of the Jinder Roman Reigns match?
I thought it was good.
I thought it was good too. A lot of people just booed the shit out of it, and like
because of the people that were in the match. That's
yes,
all.
And I don't think that's necessarily fair. You're more than welcome to your own
filibuster.
Opinion. Yeah, you're more than welcome to have your own opinion and not like somebody, but you have to respect the level of work that they're doing in the ring. And those two guys put on a hell of a match. No, it's not a Dave Meltzer 5-star. You know, it's not Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels ladder match. It's not Bret Owen from WrestleMania 10. Don't get it twisted. I don't want anyone to think that I think they're like the two best workers. But it wasn't a bad match. Yeah, Roman Reigns won. We get it. Get used to it. He is... the guy, he's up there. He's going to be in the same sentences as the Braun Strowmans and the Seth Rollins and the Brock Lesnars for the years to come. He is part of the Rock, Austin, Triple H. Like, he's one of those guys.
It's almost like I'm sick and tired of having the same goddamn conversation about this, but we have to because the wrestling fans make it so impossible to move on from it.
Like, you just gotta, like, look... he's there. He's not going anywhere. He works well in the ring.
And listen, I'm not, by saying that the wrestling fans just can't let it go. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending how he's used because it's been awful. Like, it's been absolutely atrocious. And the fact that they don't, again, it's the same old argument all the time. Wrestling is not for guys in their mid 30s anymore. It's not. So, unfortunately, again, it's the same conversation we have every week, and it's fucking annoying. It's like literally like killing me slowly inside.
I mean, I can't pay. I don't let it get to me, but it's just, it is what it is now. It's just like John Cena when John Cena was big for those 5-6 years where he was being pushed down your throat. This is the same thing. Vince likes Roman Reigns, right?
Yeah. And Roman Reigns is good. It's just, It just is what it is.
It is what it is. Exactly. That's it. It is what it is. He's always going to be a top guy.
Let's move on.
You could see him beating Brock and then Braun cashing in. And then there you go. Braun Roman again. We're going down that road.
SummerSlam? Is that what's happening?
I think next is, what, Extreme Rules in July?
Yeah. But Brock's not going to be on that show. I don't think.
So, no, I don't think so. I think his next one is SummerSlam.
I don't even... I could be totally wrong, but I read that he might not even be on SummerSlam.
Oh, really?
I don't...
That'd be unfortunate.
I could be totally making that up. But that's what I thought I read. But it could have just been on a goofy Facebook group post. It may not have been any reputable news site. But did you hear that the Raw after SummerSlam is going to be in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock Casino?
Oh, really?
The new Hard Rock Casino, which I hope to do comedy at some point soon.
But, wow, that's weird.
Yeah. Literally.
Really?
Yeah. I'll pull up the article.
Wow. I'm very surprised. Usually WWE books that whole weekend right there at the Barclays.
For Brooklyn. But I guess now because WrestleMania is going to be there literally the next spring, that maybe they feel that they could try something new. That's the only thing I can think of.
Huh.
Here you go. Let's see. Oh, come on, stupid PW Insider.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Hold on.
But then on the flip side, you'd think they were running in the area for SummerSlam, but they're not using the Garden at all for, like, this is, like, what, the third year in a row?
Here you go.
That
WWE will debut at the Hard Rock Casino's Mark Edis Arena in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on Monday, 8/20, the day after SummerSlam. This will be the first time I can ever, and I is, of course, Mike Johnson, I could ever recall since the 80s that the company is not running Boardwalk Hall, the home of WrestleMania 4 and 5. So the new casino is getting Raw the day after SummerSlam.
Very interesting. Very interesting. It's interesting that Madison Square Garden doesn't see any of this, which is why the rumors have been very heavy that AAA already has a date for the Garden.
Yeah,
they do. Ring of Honor wants to run.
Ring of Honor, as far as I know, has a date as well.
See, I've heard different. I've heard that they're trying to block Ring of Honor.
I heard that as well.
From even getting a date, AAA already has a date.
I thought that Ring of Honor had it, and now Raw and now McMahon is trying to block it. But who knows? Who knows?
I know they from a Sinclair CEO Chris Ripley told the Baltimore Biz Journal that ROH will run a show at New York City's Madison Square Garden in 2019. It doesn't say that they have a date.
Okay.
But I guess saying they will run a show, maybe that implies that they have a date. But
yeah.
I mean, look, you're the Garden. WWE has been with you forever. Now they come in. They came in for SummerSlam. What? This will be 3 years in a row, right? And everything's at the Barclay. Like, TakeOver's at the Barclay. SummerSlam's at the Barclay. The night after's at the Barclay. They did the 25th anniversary of Raw. It was at the Manhattan Center and the Barclay.
Say Barclay weird.
Yeah. My wife had a whole thing with me. Apparently, I say cults, and coat, and it all sounds the same to her.
Cult like Colt Cabana? Colts like the Indianapolis Colts?
No, cult like, you know, we're all going to drink the Kool-Aid and kill each other.
Cult. Oh, it's the same thing.
No, Colt Cabana is...
on our TV right now.
He is.
But I know, because it's C-O and not C-U. So
yes.
Colt and cult. Okay. Yeah,
right.
It's Colt and cult.
And then coat.
Coat. Colt, cult, coat. Colt, cult, coat. You gotta get the all.
Yeah,
for
it's
cult.
I'm just an idiot. That's all.
So say them again.
Colt.
Mm-hmm.
Colt. Coat.
All right. Coat is definitely different. But colt and cult are pretty fucking close for you.
Yeah.
But you said the Barclay, and not like the Barclays Center.
Oh, sorry.
It was like at the Barclay.
The Barclay. Drink every time I say Barclay. The Barclays, excuse me.
No, it was just, It happens. Like,
well, what if someone's listening and they're looking for the Barclay and they find something different? It's the Barclays. You are correct.
Barclays Center.
So why wouldn't MSG want to find another way to get fucking money? Get some wrestling in there. That's not WWF. And they've proven that they could sell at least 10,000 seats.
Yeah.
And when they were in New York, Ring of Honor in June, and Cody teased All In 2 in New York, the place went fucking bonkers.
It's going to happen, I think. It's only a matter of time. Now, the thing is, though, the reason why WWE doesn't do it is because it's too expensive. So how could, if the biggest company in the world doesn't want to run it because it's too expensive, how does a company like Ring of Honor afford to do it? Maybe they're just willing to pay it, where WWE is like, hey, we're not going to run here because Barclays gives us such a better deal.
Maybe. Well, I mean, you would think, like, okay, All In is in Chicago.
At the same place, if I'm not mistaken, that Money in the Bank was. Allstate Arena, I think.
I got to see where All In is. I'm not going to All In. I think it's at the Sears Center.
Oh, that's it. You're right.
So
how many arenas does Chicago have?
The Sears Center. They have a couple. So that seats 11,000. So they've sold out. But they sold out 10,000 tickets because I'm sure seating in the ring and all that bullshit. Whatever. So I'm sure that's expensive, and I'm sure 10,000 tickets doesn't do it. But they've turned it into a whole weekend event with a convention and all that stuff. You know, and that definitely brings in extra money. You know, maybe for WWE to run a Monday Night Raw there, where it's just a 3-hour show, 4-hour show, it's not worth it.
Right.
But if you could turn it into, like, a destination where you're going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Friday and Saturday,
well,
you know?
MSG felt like the fucking the girlfriend that you dumped, and now they want to go fuck everyone else.
Like, they don't even use the theater. Fucking Lion's Den match. Come on.
That's a pretty big theater.
Do NXT TakeOver down there.
Nah. Oh. Nah. Nah.
No?
Nah. You gotta. Dude, that sells out faster than the main roster pay-per-views, so.
To make it a hot ticket. Jack up the tickets a couple ducats.
It's already too expensive.
What is?
Pay-per-views.
To go to one?
Isn't it?
I don't think it's as expensive as you think.
What's the cheapest seat for SummerSlam?
SummerSlam. That might be, because it's going to probably be all on the black market. Let's see. Bop, bop, bop. SummerSlam's tickets. Let's say two tickets. They start at $98 each.
That's pretty expensive. If those are the nosebleeds. I paid over $100 for tickets before, but they were good seats. Actually, I think it was King of the Ring. The King of the Ring where Jericho, Austin, and Benoit had the triple threat match. I bought two tickets for like $100+ plus fees. My mom found out and was fucking livid.
Really?
So I sold them to Eddie. And then I bought cheaper seats, which were actually better because it was right by... I was right behind Taz and Michael Cole doing a commentary for Heat, so it was actually pretty cool. I did the trifecta that year. I did King of the Ring, Raw, and SmackDown.
Ooh,
King of the Ring at the Meadowlands, Raw and SmackDown both at the Garden.
Ah, probably the last time WWE had Raw at the Garden.
Oh, I doubt that. This was 2001.
I know it was a joke, Kevin.
Oh,
it was a joke.
The Barclay.
At the Barclay. We'll be at the Barclay all week long, people. If you had to give Money in the Bank a grade.
B+.
What did you think of the Gargano-Ciampa match?
Loved it.
I hated Gargano's tights.
Well, it was a street fight.
Yeah. But he had like airbrush tights that were meant to look like jeans. Just wear fucking jeans, bro. They looked dumb.
No, they were pants. They weren't tights, were they?
No, they looked like they were tights.
I thought they were like combat pants like Ciampa wears.
I don't know. Whatever it was, they looked dumb with the fucking kick pads.
I liked it. Let me take a look here.
That would be my only complaint. I guess that's nitpicking. Gargano and his dumb fucking pants with the kick pads.
Let's see. But it's good to know that now that the story's not over.
Oh, absolutely. The story can't be over. What a fucking feud. Holy macaronis. It was awesome. The match was awesome. Awesome. I guess if another thing, if I had to pick nits, as Tony would say, was that Gargano had Ciampa tapping out, right? And then the agents came down and broke it up. But then Ciampa...
Well, the ref... Didn't the ref take a ref bump? Or no?
No, because the ref was there when they jumped off that and went through the table. I mean, he might have been pushed down, but the agents were pushed down too, and they all got up and they ran in the ring when he was tapping out. So I guess if I was going to pick nits, like, why wasn't the referee there? Because then the referee was just there when Ciampa hit the DDT.
I looked at it like, all right, maybe they're stopping the match.
Because he was handcuffed?
And then the ref wasn't there for that because he either was bumped or... Because there's no reason for him not to be in the ring. So something must have happened where he got hit. And then when he finally came to, he had no choice. You even saw it on his face. He was like looking like, fuck. And
right.
He counted.
I like the... I liked how he exposed the wooden pieces of the ring.
I'm 50-50 on that.
Why, you think it's too much breaking down the wall?
We've seen it before. We know what's there. Like, even, like, the whole... When NXT first... Not NXT. Nexus first debut, and they tore up the... We know what's under there.
Right. But no one's ever used it as a weapon.
Yeah. So that's why I was like... I can't have my cake and eat it, too. Like, I can't complain about that when everything else we do breaks down the fourth wall. Everything else they do breaks down the fourth wall. So if they've already conceded to the wall being down, then I guess, I mean, by all means, go for it. But it just seemed like a little like, oh, man. Like, you had to do that. You couldn't think of something else.
I mean, that's pretty severe. It's never really been done.
I get it. Trust me, I get it. I don't have a big of a problem with it as I'm kind of making it up here. But at the time, I was wishy-washy on it.
I would like... Now, here's what I would like the next stage of their feud to be. And I'm only saying this because I know, and I'm pretty sure Gargano's been a part of one. A no-rope match where there's no ropes around the ring.
Oh, cool. I'd be down with that.
Because that's kind of a little more dangerous. And I think it adds a completely different element. And I'm pretty sure he did a couple matches in Evolve. No rope ring matches. Let me Google this. No rope.
Johnny. Yeah, dude, these are like army pants.
Blue, I hated them.
Army pants. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I hated it. I hated it with the kick pads. If he wasn't wearing the kick pads.
Are those like superhero? Are those supposed to be like superhero-esque? Are they supposed to be like Iron Man or something?
I don't know.
It was weird. But I liked it.
Yeah, Gargano had a...
I'll allow it!
He had a no-rope match against John Davis.
JT Dunn?
No. John Davis used to be part of the Dark City Club.
Mm.
Dark City Club?
There's a bar in West Orange called Hat City Kitchen.
No rope. Yeah. That's pretty fucking cool looking.
Yeah, I could see them doing that.
I would like to see, like, they're really pushing the envelope with these guys, and I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. So I thought that match was pretty brutal, and I thought they continue to tell an unbelievable story. Did you see what happened to Paige, apparently?
I read about it today.
She got the old pie face while she was leaving the arena.
Which is ironic, because the guy told her to lose weight.
I didn't know Tony was in Chicago.
Yeah, Tony!
You fucking piece of shit.
Keep a fucking low profile when you're out, Tony. Stop fucking... That's your MO.
I don't know. You got to be a real piece of shit to put your fucking hand on a wrestler.
Or, yeah, and a woman for that matter,
yeah,
too.
An even bigger piece of shit for that.
Did they say whether it was a guy or a girl?
I think they said it was a guy.
I mean, regardless, it doesn't matter, but it's worse if it's a guy doing it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a guy. And then, like, people around him, yes, it's set to a timer. People around him were yelling at this person, and then she put on Instagram that that she didn't really care. And the guy who told her to lose weight, she was just going to be herself and eat whatever she wanted.
That's how you got to respond. That's a good
response. Power to her. I say more power to her.
Yeah, she's an entertaining part of SmackDown.
Yeah, she had a little moment on the pay-per-view, too, with Angle and Constable Corbin.
She did a little mumble mouth, though.
That's okay. It happens. Fucking, who was it? It was Graves. Who was the white? Tom Phillips?
Yes, Todd. Todd or Tom?
Tom, who botched the...
the something to wrestle line?
Yeah. Yes, he botched rumor and innuendo. So it's nice to know that we're not the only ones that bite off of them.
Yeah, they did.
Or Tony is the only one that bites off of them.
Well, no, you used Chat Us Up in your latest Facebook post.
I did. I do like Chat Us Up. I like that. So talking about something else to wrestle with, I watched the AJ Styles TNA thing.
Oh, okay. I want to watch this so bad.
It's good. It's worth watching. It's weird to see TNA stuff on the network.
I'll get used to it because it's going to happen a lot.
Good for them. And you know what? It's weird because you watch that, and then I watched the Hardys thing too that was on after Money in the Bank. I watched that today. That's really like a lot of people were very uncomfortable because there were like clips of like them like walking together like while they're shooting a DVD back in like the late 2000s.
Right.
Matt's like telling him he'll pay him money for drugs. And like Jeff's wife is like, you got to be quiet. He's mic'd.
Oh, he was wearing a wire?
Yeah, because they were shooting for a DVD.
Oh, I thought.
No, it wasn't like he was like a nut.
I've been binge watching The Sopranos again from start to finish. So there's a lot of wire tapping going on.
Yeah, no, they were shooting a WWE DVD for Jeff, and Matt was there for it, and they were like walking and talking.
Well, didn't Jeff get arrested? I mean, he got arrested a million times, but wasn't one of like the most serious things drug dealing?
Yes. No, he was receiving drugs through the mail. So I guess I don't know if that's drug dealing.
I thought that he was caught.
The one, well, you know what? You might be right. The one they talked about where he got busted at his house was that he was receiving drugs in the mail.
Okay, maybe that's it.
But they showed like a bunch of
maybe he was getting them to resell, to sell.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah.
And they showed a lot of like home videos of them being like real fucked up. I mean, I appreciate the stuff WWE does to tell the story. It was just a little uncomfortable. A lot of people were.
I can't wait to watch it because we talk about it all the time, or we have lately, but we don't know the whole story. Even like as recent as Jeff's latest arrest for the DUI.
Yeah,
like,
on there.
That's what I wanted to know. If they were
that was on there,
that.
Matt's.
Don't tell me what they say because I really want to watch it.
Matt's suicide thing that he put on Twitter in 2011.
I don't remember that.
And he was then Shane Helms is on there, and Matt just liked the dramatics. And
how long is it?
It's about an hour.
Ooh, I like it.
It was good though. It was well done.
Oh,
and they talk about them being a TNA too, and they show this the Sting
Jeff Hardy where he was in no fucking condition to wrestle.
They show Bischoff, where Bischoff's telling them, Stinger Splash, Scorpion, Death Drop, you're out of here.
That was some crazy shit.
But then just them going and talking about the Hardys, and they're talking to AJ, Samoa Joe.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this.
All these guys that used to work for TNA, and it's like, why? Why was TNA never bigger than what it is, you know? Like, with the amount of talent that they've had...
Sorry, KP Burke just fucking sent me a text. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, I'm not going to answer him.
It's okay. Kevin can't put his phone down.
I told you off the air what we're going through for this Wednesday, and it's pissing me off. So I thought it had something to do with that, but it doesn't, so I'm not ignoring.
All right. Back to my point.
Never become a promoter of anything. Anything.
Anything.
Nothing. No, I mean, become a wrestling promoter if you're intelligent and have money.
But does it ever behoove you as to why TNA was never like
bad?
They never like
decisions.
Broke through like the glass ceiling.
Bad decisions.
Yeah, they go over the Claire thing.
Everything. I mean, Hogan was a good decision at the time, but the amount is just. You spend too much money and you don't have enough coming in. That's what it is. And then you go to Monday nights, which was a bad decision. You go back to Thursdays, which was a good decision. But going live was a bad decision. Fucking. But don't get me wrong. That they drew crowds. Like when they went on the road for Impact. Like it looked like a legit number 1A or 2 promotion. And a lot of the product was actually pretty goddamn good. But. I can't really honestly, off the top of my head, remember the timeline of Impact in terms of who was brought in when and when Dixie Carter bought it and when Jeff Jarrett was out and this and that and back. It's a really tough timeline.
Right.
But to their credit, I mean, I guess if you want to call it the same company, it's still around.
It's absolutely still around. They're still doing some pretty wild things. I don't know if you had a chance to watch Impact from last week. KM and Bala against
Fala and KM against Cult of Lee.
Yes,
I did watch it.
Did you see Eddie Edwards beat the shit out
of Tommy Dreamer?
Yes,
I did see that.
Completely unnecessary.
Well, he's a wild man.
Eddie Edwards does have a lot of. He's very angry.
I like that feud.
That Tommy interrupted his fight in the woods.
So that I didn't see. I couldn't watch the fight in the woods.
You couldn't watch the fight in the woods?
No. Was it good?
It was okay. It's a fight in the woods. What did
you think
expect?
They tried to like? Well, did you think they tried? Did you think they tried to like recreate like the whole broken stuff with like the?
No, I think it was a different.
But like, you mean like the whole like? We have to do something different because that's what people like.
Yeah, I think it was like these two can't
God
be contained.
God damn! I'm sorry. Fucking titties.
The younger sister's better looking.
Agreed.
And the titties are giant.
And the titties are probably a lot bigger, but you don't see them out as much as this one.
Fair enough.
For those who don't, we're watching Modern Families on the TV before Raw, and the older sister is wearing a dress that has some pretty solid cleavage action. So, got a little distracted. The fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about Impact. And the fight in the woods.
K-Impact.
Yes. Well, look, the marriage between Fala Ba and KM is not looking very good.
Yeah. KM turned on him, right? Kind of?
No.
Didn't he, like, push him or, like, blame him for the loss?
But, yeah, because Fala got blinded, and then he accidentally slammed
Samoan,
KM.
Yeah.
So that caused the loss, and then KM got upset, and now he said they're done. But we'll see where this goes.
The Impact just did this, I guess, one night only pay-per-view. But they had Fala with this other guy. Did you happen to see it? If you put it on Facebook, Fala.
No. Is it the...
It's like this adventure guy who's like kind of like almost like a nature... I don't know. It was fucking weird. Almost like a Bear Grylls type thing. But it was actually really funny. I don't know who the guy is. But he like lured Fala with food or something like that. It was pretty good.
Nice. Yeah. All right. I can get down with that. What else? What else? Anything interesting of note from Impact? Taya Valkyrie beat Rebel. She's challenging Madison Rayne.
Mrs. Mundo.
Yes, Mrs. Mundo. Moose defeated Eli Drake, so now it's looking
Moose's
like...
Moose's Mundo.
It's looking like Moose against Austin Aries.
Moose and Mrs. Mundo.
Moose and Austin Aries at Slammiversary. So
Moose is getting the belts.
Get excited for that.
I'm excited for it. I like Moose.
All right.
Moose's Mundo.
We got...
Is that a pay-per-view or is that an Impact special?
What's that?
Slammiversary.
Slammiversary, I believe, is a pay-per-view. It's one of the three that they do, or four, or whatever, how many ever they do. El Hijo de Fantasma beat Jay Crist in a very flat match, but afterwards OVE attacked and tried to take his mask off. And Pentagon made the save, so.
I'm upset they took the belt off him.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought he was like a... I really liked the idea of him being the champion. That was something different that you don't even really see in wrestling nowadays at all on TV, having a luchador as your top guy, other than Mysterio, obviously. But I think he's like the perfect character. I love Penta.
You love Pentagon?
I do.
And then Matt Sydal, the X Division champ, he beat Brian Cage by countout.
That's weird.
Well, it's by countout.
Why are they fighting?
Why not?
Eh. Touche.
I haven't been watching a lot of Impact, so I just caught last week's episode. The match was interrupted by Jimmy Jacobs and Kongo Khan, and then they distracted Cage enough to get him outside the old ring ski.
Kongo Khan.
And Matt Sydal retains. You talk about liking Pentagon as a champion. Lucha Underground Season 4 started on Wednesday night.
They don't like us. Right? So, don't they not?
They just stopped responding to us. They probably listen to the podcast. So
we love you, Lucha Underground.
I do. Look, I don't get the El Rey Network here. So I have to find other ways. And thankfully, someone in the Rant EM group put it up, the episode. Because I watched it this afternoon. I just think it's a great alternative to, if you're not into the WWE product and you're looking for something with a little more like of a Hollywood feel to it.
Who's still on that show?
So the first match, the season starts, Dario Cueto is dead. He got killed in his office.
Was he trying to give away $1 million? Did his bus explode?
Look, no. You got to remember, Kev.
I know.
Lucha Underground is a cover for something else.
I got it.
Right? That's what it is. It's just a cover for something else. The Cueto Empire, whatever they're doing. Shady shit. They're doing shady shit there, Kevin. The Cueto family is shady as fuck.
Are they like the cartel?
Maybe. I can't confirm or deny it.
All right.
So his father has taken over. They can't wrestle in the temple anymore.
They don't wrestle in the temple?
They moved it. They had to move it this year because he got killed in the temple and the cops were there. They had to move it to the place that was just holding a lot of cervezas.
Fuck.
All right, but as long as they have the emblem and it's in the center of the ring, we're good to go.
So where are the matches taking place?
I don't know. They didn't say. It's a new temple.
And it looks different than the old place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's got a cool vibe to it.
It's like Wrestling Society X.
I don't remember the Wrestling Society.
You don't remember
I know what it is. I just don't remember it. It's got a cool vibe. It's still got that cool feel to it.
Matt Stryker and Vampiro still on commentary?
Yes. Vampiro is terrible. Matt Stryker is awesome. And that's just because Vampiro blocked us on Twitter. So.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think because we were tagging him and stuff when we were doing like Lucha Underground guys. And I think he just blocked us.
Huh.
Ooh, it's raining.
I didn't know that. Vampiro.
Oh, I gotta shut that window, Kevin. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Brainy cats and dogs out there.
Well, I mean, I don't blame them because I hate when people tag us and shit that has nothing to do with us. But I get it. But that's unfortunate. Come back, Vampiro. Come back. Vampiro! Vampiro! Man. So who's the champion? Is there a champion?
Yes, Pentagon Dark is the champion.
That's the same Pentagon.
Yeah, he's just evil. Evil as fuck. The Mac is still there. Killshot. Matt Cross, Son of Havoc. King Cuerno.
Morrison.
Johnny Mundo. Chavo. Tommy Dreamer debuted.
Fuck. Where does Tommy Dreamer not work? Like, he could... I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking, like, other than, like, Jericho... And, like, I guess maybe now Mysterio, there was no one that I've seen on more television shows or working for more companies than Tommy Dreamer. If he wanted to come back to WWE tomorrow, they would say, okay. And then he can go back and work Impact the next week.
Yeah, he's there. He's promoting House of Hardcore.
Who has garnered more respect in professional wrestling than Tommy fucking Dreamer? Like, I can't think of one.
It's a good question.
Like, Jericho, obviously, is one of the biggest stars in the world. Mysterio, if he's not hurt, can pretty much work wherever the fuck he wants. Like, years ago, like, if Jericho was on, like, I don't know, like, you couldn't do that. Like, Tommy Dreamer's working for Impact, Lucha. He has the House of Hardcore. He can literally cut Ring of Honor when he was doing Bully Ray.
Yep.
And anytime, like I said, anytime he probably wants to come back to WWE, they'll be like, all right, come on back.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's amazing.
Look, he...
And Chris Jericho now is Bruise Cruise. He's got Impact. He's got New Japan.
He's got Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor. He could, and if he wanted to come back to WWE, which he probably will, he'll probably be on that Melbourne, Australia thing, probably.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And it's such a wide... When you talk about their careers, and this is no disrespect to Tommy Dreamer at all, he did some great stuff with ECW, obviously. And that's obviously where most people, I think, believe that his career... Like, do you think of Tommy Dreamer in WWE?
No.
Okay. So his level of wrestling superstardom pales in comparison to Jericho's, yet I feel like they garner the same amount of respect.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought up Tommy Dreamer because I was thinking about that.
Joey Ryan is also in Lucha Underground. Jesse Godders, Mr. Pectacular.
Really?
Yes.
Is that his gimmick?
Yes, Mr. Pectacular. Ricky Mundo, Phoenix, Jeremiah Crane, who is Sammy Callahan.
Yes. Is Eddie Edwards there?
Eddie Edwards is not there. He wasn't on this show. Mil Muertes is still there. Matanza is still there. Jeff Cobb.
What about... I love Jeff Cobb. What about... High-flying dude. Angel? Not Angel.
Angelico?
Angelico.
Angelico is still there. I know Sonny Kiss is on this season.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Good for Sonny.
So, it was the first episode. Antonio, hold on. My father's calling me. Could you just pontificate for a couple minutes?
Give me a topic.
Talk about, WWE in Australia.
Oh, yes. Look at that. Another, super show was announced that WWE will be running in, good old Melbourne, Australia. God, Ronda Rousey's hot. Anyway, yeah, pretty cool announcement. Triple H, Undertaker. It's going to be basically a Greatest Royal Rumble 2 minus the Royal Rumble. Let's see how they gimmick that bad boy up. Pretty cool. It's just, people are probably going to complain like they complain about everything else. But I like it. Another special for the network. And it's going to be a good time. We'll see what they've already announced. I think John Cena, Daniel Bryan, which a lot of people will find interesting because this date that they gave is after his contract is set to expire, so who knows if he has signed a new deal or not, at the very least an extension to make the event. Bray Wyatt, the usual cast of characters, the gang's all here. Melbourne, Australia. I might be saying Melbourne wrong. Melbourne. Evan Bourne. Evan Byrne. Brendan Byrne. Melbourne. Who says Melbourne? Is it Melbourne or Melbourne? Fuck. The English language is taking a beating tonight thanks to myself and Shining Wizards Matt. Of course, Monday Night Raw is starting. It's very bizarre for us to do this while Raw is on. So I'm going to try not to be distracted. But Matt is back. And is it Melbourne or Melbourne?
I say Melbourne, but I could be wrong.
I think it's Melbourne, but I just found myself saying Melbourne.
Sorry, my father wanted to call me and thank me for the Father's Day card that I dropped off for him today.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. So, back to Lucha Underground.
Yes, because my pontification did absolutely nothing.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So, it's the first episode, season 4. So what they do is they do Aztec Warfare, which is a 20-man battle royal.
Where you start on the outside?
No.
Who did that? TNA did that.
Did they?
Yeah, where they had battle royals where they start on the outside, then you get thrown back over.
No, this was done. They brought out the trios champions.
Who are?
It was Killshot, the Mac, and AR Fox. But AR Fox wasn't there, so they said whoever comes out next is your new partner. And it was Son of Havoc. So now they're the trios champion. But the three of them started Aztec Warfare. And it's essentially like every minute somebody else comes in, and you get eliminated by pinfall or submission.
Ah.
And it happened very fast, the pinfalls and the submissions, but you can see that they're setting up storylines for the year or for the season or whatever it's called. And the world champion is in this Aztec Warfare. Pentagon came in at number 6. And he ended up winning.
Okay.
So he's the first to enter Aztec Warfare as the champion and leave as the champion.
I can dig it.
He broke Marty the Moth's arm.
Marty the who?
Marty the Moth. Martinez.
Okay, yes, I do know who that is.
It's just fun. Lots of interesting characters. I enjoyed it. And then Cueto, his father, Angelo, congratulated him afterwards and told him next week he'll be wrestling Matanza. So Pentagon has to defend his title against Matanza. And Lucha Underground did something different this year with the tapings. They made everybody sign releases where they couldn't give out spoilers.
They've done that before, no? Or no?
I think they tried. This year they did a much better job, apparently.
Well, I forget who it was, but weren't Lucha and Impact not on the same page for a while in terms of letting guys work for each other's company?
I believe so.
And now they're like over the moon about it?
Yeah, well, I think because they brought different people in, so...
But, like, Brian Cage is on both shows, Sammy Callahan's on both shows, Pentagon's on both shows, Austin Aries on both shows?
Austin Aries, I did not see... I mean, this was the first episode of season four, so I don't know what to expect. I do know Sonny Kiss is on there.
Awesome.
So that's pretty exciting. So that was Lucha Underground season
Lucha!
Four. Lucha! Some news from overseas.
Ooh.
New Japan Pro Wrestling is doing their... they're doing shows on the road to the G1. Michael Elgin, who had beat Hirooki Goto, and shit, there was someone else in the three-way match at Dominion. But he won. He was the never openweight champion. He lost the title back to Hirooki Goto the other night.
Ooh.
And then it looks like after the match, Jeff Cobb came out and challenged Hirooki Goto. Got Hirooki Goto and Jeff Cobb looking like they're going to start a feud. And then this morning, Takahashi defeated El Desperado to retain his IWGP Junior.
I feel like every night there's another New Japan show.
They've run quite a bit. But you're seeing they're getting more and more exposure now, of course, because of the popularity of New Japan Pro Wrestling.
All these shows are televised, right?
Yes. That's and if you have New Japan World, you can see them. And a lot more of them have the English commentary. I know they just announced that the G1 that's taking place in August, all 19 shows will be live with English commentary.
Unbelievable.
It is, right?
It's unreal. Do you think that there's a lot of WWE content out there? If New Japan, every time I go to the websites, I've seen the headline: New Japan results from, New Japan results from, New Japan results from, New Japan results from.
Yeah, they do these little, and the shows, like so to do prep for this show, I was going through all the websites and everything, and a lot of the undercard to these shows where it's like Michael Elgin, Hirooki Goto is your main, it's all like 8-person tags. They're just setting up where the feud is going. So they're like smaller shows.
Right. And do they feature like the main guys on all of them? Like your Jerichos, your Codys, your Omegas?
Jerichos, Codys, Omegas, no. You'll get Naito, Tanahashi, Naito. Jay White, Juice Robinson, Bad Luck Fale. You know, you'll see more of those guys.
Gotcha.
Versus the guys who are, you know, like the Bucks and Omega and Cody, like they're there for the big shows.
Well,
do you want to take a quick break before we get into some news and notes?
Sounds good.
All right, let me pull up the plug machine here. I actually don't think I have any commercials, Kevin, because there have been some changes to the Shining Wizards Network because people don't record fucking podcasts, so you're not on the network anymore.
So we gotta do a Dumbfellows commercial.
So I can't run the commercials. But what I will do, let me pull up some music here. I'm going to go straight from the hip, Kev. I'm going to shoot here. I'm going to shoot, brother.
You're going to shoot?
Do a shoot commercial right here. Just need to find some good music. What have you been listening to lately, Kev? You want to hear anything in particular?
I don't listen to music.
You don't listen to music at all?
Whatever comes up on my Pandora station.
What's your Pandora station?
Right now, Young the Giant Radio.
Young the Giant. Young the Giant. All right. All right. Let's see here. Oh, shit. That's that. We are on the fly. Tony's supposed to be making me a new commercial block.
We'll have to do one next time we record.
All right. Here we go. All right. All right. These are commercials for the Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Tons of great shows. The Incongruousive Breakdown Podcast. The Turnbuckle Throwback Podcast. If you're into heavy metal, you definitely want to check out Radioactive Metal. Our very own Shining Wizards Kevin has a comedy podcast. The Dumbfellas Podcast himself. Natty Bumper Car. KP Burke. Rich McDonald. And Joe Carney are the Dumbfellas. They do...
That's right.
Great stuff every Thursday?
Thursday, every week.
Every Thursday, a new episode drops at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They have a Twitter. They have a Facebook. Just look for the Dumbfellas Podcast.
Dumbfellas Podcast on Instagram. Dumbfellas Pod on Twitter, I believe.
So check them out. They do great things. And the High Spot Podcast. Our brothers over here in Jersey, they're doing great things. They're all over the place. They're going to be at All In. They go to Pro Wrestling Magic. They go to Battle Club Pro. You find them in all these shows doing all sorts of stuff. Ronda Rousey is fucking judo throwing everybody, and she's taking out Alexa Bliss. It's on like Donkey Kong. So that is the Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Be sure to check out all these fantastic shows. Be sure, if you're a professional wrestling fan, to check out these promotions and the things that they are doing. Ronda Rousey's beating the shit out of Kurt Angle with the Money in the Bank briefcase. She's beating him like a dog. Be sure to check out these promotions that we support. They support us. WrestlePro, WrestlePROOnline.com. They are giving you Freedom Fest July 13th at the Mercer County Park, 1638 Old Trenton Road, West Windsor, New Jersey. KM, Falabah, Pat Buck, Danny Moff, Bear Bronson, and more, plus a steel cage match and the second annual Freedom Fest Battle Royal. Creative Pro Wrestling, comes to you August 5th at 95 Engineers Drive, Hicksville, New York. Card to be announced. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com, A Taste of Smash. June 24th at the Taste at the Tannery, 121 Charles Street, West Kitchener, Ontario. KC Spinelli takes on Xandra Bale. Tarek takes on Brett Banks. Takes on Tyson Dukes, takes on Sebastian Suave in a four-way dance. John Greed takes on Anthony Kingdom James, plus the Well-Oiled Machines, Mark Wheeler, and more. Go to smash-wrestling.com for all your Smash Wrestling needs. Standalone Wrestling, standalonewrestling.com. They are doing big things Saturday, August 25th. They give you Boardwalk Beatdown. It is a convention from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Claridge Hotel, Boardwalk and Park Place, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Sting and Goldberg together for the first time. The first time you will be able to get photo ops with Sting and Goldberg, plus the Bullet Club and so much more. And if you can't get enough wrestling, after the convention, there's a show at 7 p.m. all in Atlantic City. StandaloneWrestling.com. On Point Wrestling, OPWrestling.com. Stay tuned for a date and an upcoming show. House of Glory Wrestling, HOGWrestling.net. Friday, August 17th, presents High Intensity 7 to New York City Arena, 9112, 144th Place, Jamaica, New York. Enzo will be in the house. Plus, in a House of Glory World Championship match, no ropes match, Amazing Red defends against one above all, Anthony Gongone. Plus, there's a women's tag team match as Violet and Shay take on Sonya Strong and Jessica Havoc. More to be announced. Go to HOGWrestling.net for all your information. Pro Wrestling Magic, WrestlingIsMagic.com. Stay tuned for more dates. I know they announced September, October, November, but they will be having a show in August. When that information is available, we will share it with you. Battle Club Pro, BattleClubPro.com, July 21st, Bash in the Bronx, 345 Brook Avenue, Bronx, New York. Already announced, LAX takes on Strong Style Brand, which consists of JT Dunn and Austin Theory, plus Jimmy Havoc, Jordan Grace, Mia Yim, Samantha Heights, Anthony Bowens, Matt McIntosh, Darius Carter. Capital Wrestling, CapitalWrestling.com. Terreno de Nada, July 14th, 301 Garden Street, Hoboken, New Jersey. Six-man tag action. Sonny Kith, Anthony Gongone, Matt McIntosh take on Darius Carter, Poor Jordan, and the Memphis Mofo. Plus, I can skip this ad. Plus, Isaiah Wolf takes on Jeff Cannonball. Timmy Danger takes on Jay George. Wrestling Has It Tomorrow, WrestlingHasItTomorrow.com. they will announce their next event very soon. So stay tuned, and we will share that information with you. Those are the plugs.
I want to just throw one more out there. Mentioned the WrestlePro July 13th. They're also doing a show in Union on July 6th. That's Friday, July 6th. So go check out the boys and girls of WrestlePro in the Columbia Club. Friday, July 6th. Keep your holiday weekend going, WrestlePro Union, New Jersey. That's it. And support the dumb fellas. And come see Kevin do comedy tomorrow night, or Wednesday night, in West Orange. And then watch Matt drink tequila. What was that, the margarita mix?
Yeah, that's the rest of that margarita mix.
Nice.
I didn't want to do...
How late is that Target open till?
Probably 10 o'clock. 9:30, 10. Why would he need new underwear?
Well, now that you mention it, yeah. But I was going to check out the old... it's been a while since I've seen action figures in a store, so I want to go see what kind of stuff they got going on.
All right.
Let's just Google that real quick. Because I don't know how much longer the Toys R Us on Route 10 in Livingston is going to be open.
Yeah, I drove by today. It does have the big store closing sign out there.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. I thought, for some reason, that's like the store that that no one mentioned anything about closing.
Oh, they're all closing.
I know they are, but for some reason, that one seems to have snuck through. But it's good to know.
Yeah, I think I went there a couple weeks ago, and they didn't really have much.
I just want belts. I just want action figures that have belts from Hasbro's because they fit pretty well.
You want to stop at the Walgreens. They have a Miz figure. It's like $20, but it has a belt with it.
The Walgreens?
Yeah, the Walgreens right here.
On New Road?
The bottom of my street, there's a Walgreens.
They sell action figures there?
Yeah, they have a toy section. They have action figures there, yeah.
Mind blown.
That's where I got the Million Dollar Man and the IRS Pop Funkos.
Interesting. $20, though. Yeah, I'm not spending.
Well, no, those WWE Elite figures are $20.
Sometimes you'll get lucky and you'll get I'm sure there's the Lana that Tony got me for my birthday was probably $8.99.
Yeah, it's possible.
So I'm hoping if I could just get lucky and find I just want tag team belts for to put on Hasbro's.
Yeah, when I went to
put on Owen Hart and Jim Neville Neidhart, the new foundation.
When I went to that Toys R Us maybe a couple weeks ago, there was nothing.
Darn. All right.
I mean, look, I don't know if they've restocked, if they have it and they just have to get rid of it, but it's worth checking out. If you
open till 11, baby!
The Target's open till 11?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. They might have the NXT figures down there.
I'm going to check it out. I think I'm definitely going to stop.
Check it out. Shake it up. I heard you got some new figures.
Yeah, I bought some LJNs from this guy in the LJN Facebook group. I think I got the Bulldogs, Orndorff, and JYD.
All right.
To add, because I don't have those, and it was a pretty good price, except the fucking shipping from Canada.
It's expensive, right?
The guy put the deal up, $5 each. So I'm like, all right, $20, not bad. Four figures. Condition doesn't mean everything to me. I'm not super... picky about that. I just want to have it for nostalgia reasons. I don't collect for monetary stuff. I'd like to have them. And so I'm like, all right, $20, perfect. Four figures, $20. And then he's like, all right, it's going to be $40 shipped. I'm like, what the fuck? You didn't tell me you were shipping from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. So, but I ponied up, sent the $40, and he sent me the confirmation of the shipping postage today. So, just more stuff wasting my money on.
Is it wasting your money, though?
It kind of really is. In the grand scheme of things, it really is. I mean, I don't spend money on a whole lot else, so I don't have, a big nut. Oh.
You're an adult now, though, so you can do that.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's part of, that's what it is. That's why, all this nostalgia. I watched a documentary on Funko the other night.
Is Zack Ryder in it?
Yes, he was, actually.
That's right.
Woo. Brisky. And it's everyone wants stuff that's nostalgic. That's why, I'm in the LJN group with you, and I'm in a Hasbro group with you.
I'm in a Hasbro group?
The LJN has Hasbros in it.
Oh, okay.
Right? They sell a lot of them. And I'm in, my wife got me in, a Mike, this thing called Mike's Dead Forums.
Yes, I'm in that. Jamie got me in that.
It's just people finding, shit at, garage sales and thrift stores and you know, they have, antique shops, and they're just trying to sell them. you know, people want them. I love, you know, shit, you gave me that Marty Jannetty last week. I won that weird raffle that Beefcake's wife was doing.
Beefer.
So I got on card Brutus Beefcake autographed and one from Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Which is, we should let people know, is in French, by the
way. It's in French. It's just cool. Like, I didn't have Valentine. I didn't have him when I had the Hasbros. And the Brutus has the shears in it. Like, that's cool.
They would last 2 seconds on the card in my house. They'd be opened right now.
So it's just, it's cool. It's cool to collect. You know, I have this fucking bobblehead collection. I just like shit.
Hot little Joe Fernandez.
What?
Sorry. That was a... all right, I'm distracted. Done.
Yeah, very distracted, Kevin. Monday podcast is not happening, is it?
No, it's fine. It's fine. You know what? I also... this is going to sound like an awful excuse, but I didn't have any beers today until right now.
Oh.
So, not my usual drunk animalistic self.
Okay, I didn't know you had to be your drunk.
No, I don't. But like
fucking
people
pull teeth over here.
The humor is not flowing out of me today.
we're watching Monday Night Raw. It's a special Monday night. They'll be back. Kevin and Tony will be back next Tuesday.
Is that confirmed?
Yes,
we can talk about that later.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in.
So we're doing a special little Monday night Wizards. WWE announced today that they're finally getting their UK division off the ground.
There it is. Everyone doubted that shit.
So it took a while, Kev.
Most things do.
Well, I mean, look, if you're going to go, don't announce it. And then fucking, I mean, Pete Dunne as the UK champion is a fucking joke right now.
That's fair.
That's fair, right? He doesn't. Yeah. It's almost like Brock. He doesn't defend the title.
But you know what? It's like a. How is it? It's like a fucking. It's like the big gold belt. How it was treated on like SmackDown to like the WWE Championship, or how the WWE Championship is treated to the Universal Championship. It's like an afterthought. It's like a job belt,
right? Like, how are you going to like you create this hype, right? And it works. The hype machine works. It worked with the Cruiserweight Classic. Worked with the Mae Young Classic. It worked with this UK tournament. Now this dude's the champion, but he never defends the belt like once every 4 months, like on like an NXT show
or on like a Progress show or an ICW show.
How am I supposed to really care about that? Like, if you're gonna set it up, and you're not
the
like,
belt really means nothing to me, to be honest with
right.
you. Like, the European title back in the day had more prestige than the UK
yes,
title.
Yes, I agree 100%, because at least I saw somebody with the European title and got defended every week on Raw.
You almost didn't – the name of it was almost like an afterthought, and it was just another belt, another secondary belt. But you saw it.
So it's going to have its own series with the UK championship, and they're going to bring in its own women's championship and tag titles. I'm going to sneeze.
Sneeze! God bless you.
WWE also announced that they'll be taping events for the series July 28th, 29th, August 25th, 26th, October 13th, 14th, November 25th, 26th.
Not confirmed whether or not it's going to be on the network or on just TV over there.
It is said that the brand is going to be positioned as falling under the NXT umbrella, and Triple H has spoken about wanting to create a global territory system with similar outposts around the world. So it's advertised that the series will feature wrestlers from the UK and Ireland with it, also including wrestlers who were born elsewhere but are based in these countries. So
you know who I was thinking about when I read that today?
Who?
David Starr.
Okay.
And wonder, because he spends a lot of time overseas.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if maybe he's a name that they possibly would consider. Well, I think they should.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they are taping now for the UK stuff, the tournament, which will be airing next Monday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So so that should be exciting. Excuse me. The sneeze really fucking knocked the air out of me.
Allergies, huh?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a good question. They also announced today that Wolfgang will be challenging Adam Cole in London this week for his NXT North American Championship.
I like Adam Cole. Do you think Adam Cole's the most over guy in NXT right now?
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. He They need to get that North American championship belt off of him. I get it. They probably put it on him because they know he's over as fuck. And if he can build up the...
And it's still, it seems the belt has immediate credibility when you put it on Adam Cole.
But he's like, he's the next in line. Like, he is so over and he's so fucking good.
What else is going
he's
on?
He's so good. And you know what? And I don't know if I talked about it before. Roderick Strong, I fucking love everything about Roderick Strong.
I enjoy it too.
Everything. The fucking knees, the suplexes. He's fucking awesome. So, big fan of him. So they got a ton of stuff going down with this WWE UK stuff. Pete Dunne will defend against the United Kingdom winner of the tournament. Tony Storm takes on Ginny, takes on Killer Kelly, takes on Isla Dawn, and then Shayna, and then whoever wins that is going to challenge Shayna Baszler.
Oh, we didn't even talk about. Oh yeah, we did. We did talk about the women's match. Yeah. I'm a big fan of both of them, Shayna Baszler and Nikki Cross.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't really like Shayna Baszler.
I think she's awesome.
But Nikki Cross, I'm into that. She's cool. She's a cool cat, man. They announced the G1 brackets, Kevin.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
What do we got?
All right, so you will get to see the first ever Kenny Omega Kota Ibushi match.
Ooh.
Because they are in the same bracket.
Now, this is that round robin thing, right?
Yes. Yeah, so the A block has Togi Makabe, Michael Elgin, Tanahashi, Okada, Jay White, Yoshihashi, Bad Luck Fale, Hangman Page, Evil, and Minoru Suzuki. So they essentially all wrestle. They all have to wrestle each other once.
Right.
And whoever has the most wins out of it advances forward. Block B, Juice Robinson, Hiroki Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, Toru Yano, Tama Tonga, Sanada, Naito, Zack Sabre Jr., Omega, Ibushi.
Mm.
So you'll see Omega Sabre. You'll see Omega Ibushi. You'll see Omega Naito. Omega Juice Robinson again, which a lot of people forget. That was the match where Jericho debuted. And that was a really good match for Juice Robinson, a good showing for him. The G1 begins July 14th and concludes with three straight nights at Budokan Hall from August 10th to the 12th. All 19 shows will be live with U.S. commentary available.
On the network, right?
Yes.
Not on Access or anything?
No. Although, oh God, excuse me. Access is running, Kevin, an 8-hour Bullet Club is Fine marathon.
Bullet Club is Fine?
Yes, the Bullet Club is Fine, Kevin.
Howza.
On July 7th, leading up to that night's G1 special at the Cow Palace. So it starts at noon, and you get Kenny Omega versus Jay White from A New Beginning in Sapporo. And then you get the Golden Lovers against Cody and Marty from Honor Rising 2018.
God.
Golden Lovers against the Bucks. Golden Lovers against Cody and Hangman. Cody versus Ibushi. And Kenny versus Hangman, the Bucks versus Sonata and Evil, and then the Omega Okada 2 out of 3 falls match that just took place. So that's from noon to 8 p.m. on July 7th, and then that will lead right into the G1 special.
That's Saturday. Oh, cool. That's dope.
So that's a good day to spend inside and watch a lot of wrestling.
I don't have Access TV, but I will definitely go down to the local pubbery. Or I know that they have it.
There you go. So, all day.
Try it.
And oof. The Bullet Club is fine.
Bullet Club is fine.
They're not fine.
Yeah, I'm so lost on a whole lot of everything.
Really?
Yeah. It comes in like waves. Like I get into my like, I have to like be around. Like it has to be on when I'm somewhere. Like I can't watch. One time I can watch it if it's on Access TV, and I have to be at a certain place that carries it, like a bar or. Here or a bar.
All right.
But all I will right. do it now, July 7th.
Well, what do you need to know?
I mean, this whole Bullet Club Elite thing is confusing me.
All right, so...
I understand that the Golden Elite are, Ibushi, Omega, Bucks.
Yes.
But now are Bucks still in Bullet Club?
Yes.
So Cody, Hangman, Marty are straight up Bullet Club.
Yes.
And all the other guys, like Tama Tonga and whatever.
Yeah, yes, whatever they're like the NWO B team.
Who's the other guy that Bad Luck Fale?
Yeah, and the other guy. They're the NWO B team.
Who's the other guy?
Tamaleo.
And another one.
Tama Tonga, Bad Luck Fale.
Who's the other guy that we were gonna that we talk about all the time that we're gonna have on?
Chase Owens.
Yeah. That guy.
That's the NWO B team. Bullet Club B team.
That's a shame. Weren't some of those guys like really integral in starting the Bullet Club? Like Carl Anderson, AJ Styles, or not, I mean Finn Balor. Wait, no. Finn Balor and like one of the other guys, Bad Luck Fale or Tama Tonga.
I think Bad Luck's been around for a long time. So have the Bucks. Yeah. But then you got to. So that's New Japan. In Ring of Honor, at Best in the World, it's Dalton Castle defending his Ring of Honor championship against Cody
and Marty and Scorn. Yeah. Crazy so, town. Crazy town.
There's, you know, the Bullet Club is fine.
Oh, I get it now.
The Bullet Club is fine.
I get it now. I get it.
You know, and Cody teased.
Took me for a while. Took me a while to get there, but I do get it because
and after Omega beat Okada, the Bucks went down to celebrate with him, and Cody started to come out like he was going to celebrate, and then he turned, he did about face and went back.
Yes.
So there's still that going on.
Bullet Club is fine. I get the reference now.
Well, that's what they're calling it, so.
But it's because that's what Cody would always say when asked the question.
Yes.
I remember. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Did you see the video of Jushin Thunder Liger throwing out a pitch at a baseball game in Japan?
I did not, but I did read about it.
He threw out a pitch and then he wrestled the mascots. It was awesome. I was sneezing.
It was like the Fighters versus the Tigers or something like that.
Oh, I don't know what the teams were. I just knew my wife pulled it up. I was laying on the couch after I got out of work. And she showed it to me, and I went, oh, that's Jushin Thunder Liger. And she was like, you know who that is? I'm like, I've seen him without his mask on.
You know who I saw without his mask on?
Who?
Ultimo Dragon.
Oh, man, is that weird?
It's fucking weird. It was no weirder than seeing Liger without his mask on.
Liger was a little bald Chinese man.
Japanese.
Whatever.
Yeah, so two legends that I've seen and played to the ring I've seen without their masks.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, I'm sure pictures have been... I'm sure I've seen them without their masks before, but just never in person.
Like, you didn't know it was them. Like, you may have seen them.
I assumed when he showed up, I kind of assumed it was him.
He didn't have, like, a bag.
But then I saw him with his mask in his hands, with his full gear.
And just no mask on?
He was in just mask in his hand, yeah.
The fuck, Ultimo Dragon? It's fucked up.
I mean, it was pretty cool, but like it was just like, I'm not supposed to see this.
If he was in like a fucking like sweatpants and like a t-shirt and he didn't have his mask in his hand, he would have been a dude.
But I saw him that way as well, and I assumed that it was him. And then I saw him full gear. He looks fucking amazing, by the way. He looks fucking in really good shape, and his gear was literally bringing me back to like my childhood. Like watching Ultimo Dragon and WCW and playing virtual pro wrestling too with Ultimo Dragon. But just seeing him with that full gear, but just holding his mask in his hand was disheartening. But still pretty cool because it means that, you know, part of something cool. So
fair enough. What do you think about Adam Cole defending the NXT North American Championship at an Evolve show?
I like it. I think it... Do you know which Evolve show it is?
It'll be Evolve 107.
107.
I think they're in Massachusetts.
I thought there was one coming up.
There's the one before that is Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, yeah.
They moved it from...
From Laboom to somewhere else.
Got to see where that place is. It's a lot easier to get to Brooklyn than it is to get to Queens. Right?
I drive everywhere, so...
I take the train. I always thought Brooklyn was easier to get to.
It might be.
But, yeah, I think it's fine. I have no problem with it.
I think it's awesome. I think it's great for NXT, and I think it's great for Evolve. And he's defending his title against Walter. which if you're not familiar with Walter, look up some of his PWG stuff, some of his Evolve stuff. He's a fucking hard-hitting...
big motherfucker.
German dude. Talked about Keith Lee. Alpha Female.
Cleared.
She's cleared.
Does that mean she's coming back?
Yeah, I mean, there's rumors that they're going to do another Mae Young Classic, so...
I think they are doing a Mae Young Classic.
Better place for her to make her return? And if she's cleared, you know, the sky's the moon. The sky's the limit. The moon is in the sky.
The sky's the moon. The limit is the ceiling.
Sky's the moon.
Who was it the Michael Jordan commencements or some speech he gave where he's like, the ceiling is the roof. Or the limit is the roof. Fucking great.
He couldn't be more right.
He's right. So, yeah, good up. Big up for
Jazzy.
Jazzy. Still, you still got heat with her for no sell on your birthday show?
I never had heat with her. No, I'm not upset. I mean, that was quite a commitment she agreed to, having to stay up such hours just to call into this podcast.
Fair.
I don't have heat with her.
Alpha. Female.
Female, yeah.
Bona.
She owes me a chop.
Pork chop?
No, like a chop to the chest.
Well, if she gets signed.
I told her I would take a chop.
Probably could happen.
It's a terrible idea.
Great idea.
For me to get chopped or for her to get signed?
You took a moff chop?
I did take a moff chop.
So you should take
She can't hit harder than moff, right?
I don't think so. She can't.
Is it I don't know if it's the power versus the way the chop is done. Does that make sense?
It's everything. It's velocity, and I'm sure there's some sort of equation to it. Like hitting a baseball or something.
So WWE
trajectory T times velocity V, and gravity remains a constant. Something like that.
I don't know, Bill James. You tell me.
Bull James?
Bill James.
Who's Bill James?
He's the guy who came up with...
that's the formula for force, I think.
Oh, Bill James came up with all those baseball formulas.
This is like an actual science formula.
This is like a formula now that everyone, like, this is how you get a contract in Major League Baseball. It's what your runs allow.
Is that Moneyball?
Yeah, it's like Moneyball, yeah.
Whoa, yeah. This fucking commercial.
Oh, you haven't seen this with Kevin Hart and Mean Gene?
No.
The pistachios, right? Oh, Mountain Dew, there we go.
Pistachio.
I don't know. I see the green. I always think of that dumb pistachio commercial.
Mean Gene in a commercial with Kevin Hart. Thought I was going to see a Rock appearance there.
Negative.
The Rock and Kevin Hart are like the new Colossal Connection. They're like the new Haku Andre.
Dare you? Kevin Hart can never measure up to either of them. Has Kevin Hart ever took somebody's eye out in a bar?
That's true.
Bit someone's nose off?
He's probably made people's ears bleed.
I mean, I think The Rock may have shit in a bathtub because he couldn't use the toilet. Like Andre.
Ooh. Yeah.
I believe it.
The Rock's a big boy. Yeah, he's a big boy.
So WWE continues their world dominance with this Australia thing that I just yelled at you to talk about while I took the phone call from my father. They will be it's at the Melbourne Cricket Ground in Melbourne. It's October 6th. Triple H, Undertaker.
That'll put butts in the seats.
Right? It's also, they say, John Cena, Ronda Rousey, Shane McMahon, Big Show, Kurt Angle, and Shawn Michaels are among those listed for the show.
Did they confirm Daniel Bryan or no? I mentioned that in my filibuster.
Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Nia Jax, AJ Styles, Charlotte Flair, Daniel Bryan, whose contract expires on September 1st.
There you go.
Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss, Bray Wyatt, Peyton Royce, Billy Kay are also advertised doing... along with more wrestlers from Raw and SmackDown. It will stream live at 4 a.m. Eastern Time.
That's a 100,000 seat arena or stadium.
Yeah, it's a big fucking place, and they'll fucking pack it out.
I get Triple H Undertaker. I just don't know if that's as marquee of a match as people think it is to sell out that kind of place.
Think of how many times they've gone to Australia.
I couldn't even venture.
If you're a wrestling fan, maybe you've seen Triple H Undertaker at WrestleMania on the network or pay per view, but to be there live, nothing is more cooler than the fucking Undertaker entrance live, even now.
Yeah. like, but what can you do on that show that you haven't done already? Like, you didn't give on the Greatest Royal Rumble, or that you're not going to give at WrestleMania or SummerSlam. Like, what can you give? Like, what are you going to give people?
They're going to give people matches that Australia wants to see.
Like, is Brock going to be there?
Sure. Maybe if he's still with the company, if he's still the champ.
It's like, what match can you have Brock Lesnar have? Maybe do Brock Lesnar, John Cena again?
Brock and Strowman. I mean, who knows if Brock's even with the company? Or there, if he's in his contract to go.
Maybe do Cena. I mean, maybe look, do Cena, Kurt Angle?
They got Rollins and fucking Ziggler right now. I mean,
what if you do Kurt Angle, Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, if Daniel Bryan wants to stay.
If he stays, yeah.
There's a lot you could do. You could do Joe AJ.
I'm talking about, like, yes, that's a definite high marquee
if
match.
AJ's still the champion.
I'm just talking about, like, mainstream, like, super matches. Like, involving, like the pop stars of WWE, not, like, the workhorses. Like,
yeah, but Daniel Bryan's a workhorse.
I agree, but he's also, I think he's crossed over.
I don't think he's at that status since he hasn't wrestled in forever. I mean, he fucking opened against Big Cass.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything with him, and I don't think if he's not...
Or what if you do John Cena, Daniel Bryan for the... Like, that's...
Daniel Bryan has to re-sign.
Right. No, I get that. I'm assuming he re-signs.
I don't think he's going to re-sign.
You don't think... I think he'll sign, like, an extension to stay for this.
I don't think he will.
I'm on board. I was with you until they made this announcement thing.
I don't think
But why would they announce him if his contract expires?
It's a card subject to change. Yeah, why would they put out a WrestleMania 4 bracket and then change it before WrestleMania 4?
I think Daniel, if they announce Daniel Bryan, I think he'll be there.
Would they announce Shawn Michaels for the pay-per-view before WrestleMania 14 to be in that 8-man tag match, and then he decided he didn't want to wrestle?
Right, but I think that's different. I'm sure.
Well, it's card subject to change.
But I would imagine that they've had discussions about him staying for this event. Like,
I don't think they would.
Like Shawn Michaels left, from what I remember, just willy nilly, like no fucks given. Daniel Bryan is in a different situation where he's not going to lose his smile. He's just going to be like, hey, listen, either I'm in or I'm not. Like, and they would know way ahead of time. Like, I don't think shit like that happens anymore, like Shawn Michaels.
No, but I think, like, the WWE just puts his name out there to sell tickets because at the bottom of that
poster, it says card subject to change.
Card subject to change.
So they're, like, big time real dicks, like, knowing he's not going to be there yet.
The thing is they don't know. So if they put him on there and he moves on, well, then you can just say card subject to change. If you put him on there and he's there, then it's an added bonus.
Yeah, so I guess you don't necessarily have to add him in a match. I think my gut is telling me that he's staying on till that show, at least.
Why that show?
Because he's probably going to get paid a lot of money to stick around for the
show. I think
he
gets paid more to do a tour with New Japan and work.
But I'm not saying he signs like a new 2-year deal.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think they get paid that much money to go to Australia.
I think they would. That gate's going to be fucking ridiculous.
Do they get paid off the gate, though?
I think so. They get paid off house shows.
Do they?
I think so. Pretty sure they get house show pay on top of their downside guarantee. Think? I don't know. I don't work for WWE. Well, I'm pretty sure they do.
I don't think they do.
I think they do.
I don't think everybody does, and I don't think he's one of them.
I mean, it might not be an astronomical number if they're drawing like 3,500 people, but I think they get something.
Only someone who's worked or is working with the WWE can answer that question for us.
They gotta get something. They get paid for house shows on top of
their
guarantee.
I don't think they do.
I think they do. I think they'll get paid. All right, here we go.
What's the definition of a downside guarantee?
It's just their base salary. It's like if you work for a company and you say your salary is like 70 grand, you make that no matter what. So if you get hurt, you still make your downside guarantee, but you don't make your house show money. You don't make.
Well, if you're getting paid 70 grand and your job is to wrestle and they do house shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
But like that also includes like you wouldn't get paid for like an autograph signing. You wouldn't get paid for like media appearances.
But why would you get paid for a house show if it's your job?
Because I think you do. I'm like 99% positive you do. Because that's remember when they said that the women who weren't able to go to Saudi Arabia were getting paid just as much for the event as the men? So that means that the men got paid for that. The only way to get paid off that is either through the deal that they signed with Saudi Arabia or the gate.
Dolph Ziggler just won the Intercontinental Championship.
Sure.
Let's see. Yes. Let's see. 2015.
Good. Free up Seth Rollins to go for some Brock Lesnar.
He's hot as fuck. That's where they're sending him, I bet. How much does a ref make? A ref makes, a referee can make $15,000 to $3,000 per week or $150,000 on an annual basis.
That's a lot of money.
Let's see. Roman Reigns. Hold on, no.
But that number usually includes everything. Like the top 10 highest earning wrestlers of so and so.
I can't find a good. Everything is like from 2015.
I'm telling you, they get paid for house shows. It might not be a lot. See, now this is the thing. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins versus Ziggler and Drew McIntyre.
What about Dean Ambrose?
Oh, maybe Dean Ambrose. But yeah, Drew McIntyre is closer in size to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, but Dean Ambrose is the lunatic, man.
Yeah, but Dean Ambrose is also out for another 3 months.
I heard he was at the Performance Center.
Unless they're gimmicking his return time, it was 9 months, and it's only been 6 since he was hurt.
Well, I mean, people do come back quicker.
No, I get it, but... Ziggler, your pants are pink. Boom, boom. Uh-oh.
So you don't think anyone comes back earlier than expected?
No, I know people have come back earlier. That's what I'm saying. Unless that they work the time frame, which they do, to include surprises like for the Royal Rumble and stuff like that. But I'm just going by what was said when he got hurt. It was 9 months recovery, and it's only been 6.
Do you remember when he got hurt?
I'm telling you what I read. Today, I read recently on an article that Dean Ambrose, probably the same one that you did, was at the Performance Center.
A Dean Ambrose article today.
You said that you just read that he was at the Performance Center.
I heard he was at the Performance Center.
All right, I read that he was at the Performance Center.
Ooh, Mr. Monster in the Bank.
I read that he was at the Performance Center, and underneath it said that would make it 6 months since his injury, and the original timetable was 9.
Now, was this a Mike Johnson report?
It was a PW. I only read PW Insider.
Because he is wrong.
No, he's not. The guy doesn't... He was the one that broke the Ellsworth story.
Okay.
How about them apples?
It's not the biggest story in the world.
It's a story.
We just have evidence that he is wrong. He's been wrong before.
The fucking Eddie match from PW from WrestlePro 2 years ago?
He was wrong.
He just wasn't watching at the time. He was doing live coverage while the show was happening.
Hold on. He wasn't watching at the time. He was doing live coverage.
You look down on your computer while you're typing a live show report. He probably just missed the spot.
It was the fucking finish.
It was powder to the eyes. From the floor.
Terrible. He failed miserably. I do not condone PW Insider. I get my news from fucking Dave Meltzer.
All right, well, that's another. Those are two reputable guys. And Meltzer and Johnson.
He gives it fucking 5 stars.
Meltzer.
He gives it 4 Shining Wizards. Bitches.
That was fucking weird, that whole debacle. But I'm telling you, they get house show bonuses.
Bonuses?
That's what it's called. When it's not part of your downside guarantee, everything else you get is a bonus. Like merchandise is a bonus.
Yeah, but it can't be. It's got to be like $20.
It's got to be more than $20. Maybe only be like a couple hundred.
No, it's 15. Maybe 17.50.
God, independent wrestlers get paid more than that.
When was the last time you went to a fucking house show? besides the one we went to at the Garden on, around Christmas time. Like, that's a busy time.
That's probably the last house show I went to.
I can't see them drawing, like...
Peoria, Illinois. They drew 3,500 people just recently. I'm telling you, they get paid for that. On top of their downside.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I just don't know.
I'm 99.9% positive.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Oh, I'm going out and let you know what? I'm boosting it 100% positive to get paid
for doing their job.
But like, listen, if you do your job well, don't you get a bonus? Oh, speaking of my fucking
sure.
job.
That hasn't been your job for like fucking 6 months.
I know, but
months,
it's annoying,
bro,
when I still see these commercials.
Really?
Yeah, I miss it. It's the best job ever.
Fair enough.
Well, they sprung for new commercials, I see.
All right. They probably get like a very small...
They don't get $20, dude.
Like, small amount for merch.
They don't get a fucking tote bag.
Maybe. I don't think they get anything.
They do.
It's their job.
But like, all right, how about this? I'm a band. I'm signed to a record label.
Oh, you don't get anything then.
I get my contract with them. I sign a contract, a deal. You don't think if they sell out fucking MetLife Stadium, they're not getting paid on top of the contract
nope.
they signed?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you're out to lunch, bro.
No, Kevin, are you serious? Do you know how awful the music industry is? They don't get. There's a documentary about 30 Seconds to Mars. They signed a deal. They couldn't re-release their own music, and they got no money.
Oh, I get, for the most part, yeah, I get that. The music industry
so
is
no,
really shitty for the artist.
If you sign a deal and you sell something out, you don't get extra. That goes... All right, I work the pizza truck, Kevin. If I sell 30 pizzas or I sell 200 pizzas, I get paid the same.
At my old job, I was a bill collector. If I hit a certain quota, I would get a bonus check.
Sure.
If in sales, if you do that, you get your salary, but if you hit a certain number, you'll get a bonus check.
Yes, I don't
think it's called commission.
I don't think there's commission in pro wrestling.
I think there is.
They get their base salary. Don't forget, they don't get, they have to pay for their transportation.
Which is why I think it's supplemented by all the
I
extra money.
I don't think it is.
I will. I'm not going to.
What? Who? What are you going to text Brian Myers?
Yeah. Well, he's obviously on TV.
Please. He's not on TV. He already lost. Main event's over.
He was on TV last week.
Yeah, now this week he was on main event, and now...
Was he on main event? Did you read spoilers?
I don't know.
How dare you? How dare you? Don't you dare.
Sorry.
Fucking Prince of Queens.
I don't think they get shit for a house show, because I think that's their job.
No, they do. They might not get pay-per-view bonuses anymore. That's their job. They would get paid off for pay-per-view buys.
Yeah, there's no pay-per-view buys anymore.
But they did, so it would stand
they
the
did.
Reason that they
sure.
get house shows.
That was a bonus.
I'm done. It's like arguing with a fucking wall.
I don't see why they would get a bonus for doing their job.
Because maybe it's structured in their contract. Maybe that's what they sign. They get such and such for house shows. You don't know that they don't.
You're right. You don't either.
I do. They do. I'm telling you. There's no way I've been a wrestling fan and you've been a wrestling fan this long and we don't know that they get paid for house shows.
No.
Extra.
I don't think they get paid extra.
There's no fucking way we don't.
Why?
There's no way.
But I don't... You just saying there's no way isn't a reason.
But I gave you a million reasons that you didn't want to accept.
It's their job. I get like pay-per-view buys. Like, I get that.
What if it's structured in their contract? What if it says, hey, here's your downside guarantee and you'll get a percentage of this depending on the gate?
I don't know. I don't know what a WWE contract looks like.
Look one up. I'm sure you can find one. They leak all the time.
Do they?
I think I remember a couple of them leaking.
Oh, I've never seen one. That'd be pretty fun to actually look up.
I think a Daniel Bryan contract actually leaked or someone.
You don't think like Matt and Bray against like another tag team is going to do well
for
Australia?
Dude. Look, bro. Vince Russo bro time.
Oh, boy.
Remember how they always said in wrestling, you wanted to be on the house show loop that Hulk Hogan was on.
Yes. And the same thing
because
with Austin.
Because you would get a high, you would, the gate would draw higher and you would get paid better off that house show.
Yes. That was in the 80s. They don't do separate house shows now.
Yeah, they do.
There's Raw and there's SmackDown.
All right, that's separate.
Yeah, those are the brands, though. It's not like, all right, Kev, you're awesome, right? So you know what? To reward you, we're gonna put you on the Hogan Loop.
No, listen.
Hey, there he is. All right. Well, never mind. You can't text him. We know where this is going.
Yeah, Curt Hawkins finally getting his win.
Pin me, pay me.
The point that I'm making now that I think about it isn't probably the best one because there were no downside guarantees then. There was no guaranteed contracts then. But I'm telling you right now, how it works, I don't know. But I'm telling you, they get upset about any podcast that you listen to. They talk about getting paid on house shows.
Are you just made? What?
I'm throwing stuff against the wall right now because I can't tell you anymore that I'm not like they have to. Do I know for certain, 100% fact? No, but I'm way more confident in my point that I'm right than you should be in yours.
Okay. I just don't think they do. That's all. I get the pay-per-view buy thing, and I understand.
Why would they get a pay-per-view buy and not a house show cut? What's the difference?
Because a house show is only catering to, like, if you do the house show
in North. I'm not saying it's big, but I'm saying why wouldn't you get something?
Because I think you get more because it covers a wider audience. More people can see it. People are buying it. Fucking Joe in Paducah, Kentucky is buying the WWE pay-per-view to see Kevin Grifo face Curt Hawkins.
Dream match.
Right?
Dream. Book it.
But he's not going to drive 500 miles to a fucking house show to see
that. Would he walk 500 miles?
He might.
Would he walk 500 more?
He might be a huge Proclaimers fan. Who knows?
God, you got me heated.
Ugh. I'm not trying to get you heated. I'm just we're having a fun. This is all because Australia. This is all fucking Outback Jack's fault.
Fucking is Justin Gabriel Australian or is he New Zealand?
I think he's from New Zealand.
Say, bring him back.
I think
they have Peyton Royce and Billy Kay are Australian.
I think so. That's why they were on this list. So Taker, Triple H, you're gonna do John Cena against
Kurt Angle.
You think Kurt Angle's going to wrestle one more time?
I think so.
Shawn Michaels is on this list, and though he is open to having one more match.
Maybe that'll be your Shawn Michaels, Daniel Bryan, or your Shawn Michaels, AJ Styles.
Oh. Someone, I posed this question a couple weeks ago when they had come out that he had said that, and everyone put out a lot of great ideas. What's wrong, Kevin?
I can't tell if that's lightning or just traffic lights or car lights, headlights.
All right,
go ahead. I'm listening.
And everyone threw out great ideas, and I think there's a lot of great dream matches. The one that made the most sense to me, just because we've never seen it and it really is a dream match, is Shawn Michaels and The Rock.
We never saw that?
No. Rock was in his poofy hair infancy when he came in, and he was in The Nation, and then Shawn was gone, and then they never really crossed paths again. Yeah. And it's one of those situations where it's literally a dream match and it doesn't hurt either of them, no matter
what. And
The
Rock would definitely want to, I would imagine The Rock would want to come back to have that match. I bet Rock doesn't have a lot of like what ifs
right.
in wrestling or like a lot of like, oh God, I want to come back for that. Like he doesn't need it. He doesn't need anything remotely close to it.
But and is it?
I could see that a match being a match that he'd be like, all right, it won't be too rough because it's 52-year-old Shawn Michaels, but it's still Shawn Michaels.
Right.
And I'd sign up for that.
Yeah,
I mean it's no Curt Hawkins, Kevin Garifo.
It's fair enough,
but I'd sign up.
I agree. That could be the co-main event.
Ooh, good point. Good point. That's a long flight.
Yeah, well, you know what are you going to do?
30 hours.
It's Australia, though. That's pretty cool.
I have to think about it.
If
I'm not getting paid for the actual event, if it's not part of my downside guarantee, I'm not going.
All right, fair enough. You might get a cut of the merch.
I don't have a shirt yet. Gotta make me a shirt.
Who?
WWE.
Well, get on the horn. You're fucking Kevin Dunn on the phone.
Make some calls.
AJ Styles is going to be on the cover of 2K19. So
cool.
That's pretty exciting. And then they did a press conference this morning. And the report also stated that Ronda Rousey would be a pre-order bonus character. like Kurt Angle, Goldberg, Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator, Sting, and the Ultimate Warrior have been in the past. And Rey Mysterio is there filming a commercial for 2K19. So,
word.
And they're also doing a contest, $1 million contest, with someone to have a chance to play against him in 2K19.
AJ play against Styles. Who? Mysterio?
No, AJ. So AJ's a big gamer.
A lot of gamers.
And the winner will receive $1 million if they defeat AJ Styles.
That's a lot of ammo.
There'll be standard, deluxe edition, and collector edition versions of the game releases.
Mm.
So if you're into 2K19.
I haven't played a 2K in, God, I don't know how long.
They put a Kenny Omega deep cut on the WWE Network from his Deep South.
He looks so different.
Absolutely does.
Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
I did watch it, actually. It was...
Who's the match against?
It was against Crew Jones.
Ah, legendary.
Yes.
The Crew Jones.
And it's got a pre-match promo with Kenny, and then it's about 6 minutes long, the whole thing. And I think it's pretty smart of the WWE Network to dig up that footage and try and capitalize on his popularity.
Dude, they're doing everything with New Day on with
The gamer
the
thing
on Up Up Down Down or whatever that is, and now the New Day is going to be on Being the Elite. They're trying.
How would you feel about a working relationship between the two?
Be all about it. 100% on board.
There's some people who would hate it.
Yeah. Fucking stupid smarks.
Stupid smarks. You see what Bully Ray said today?
No.
Busted open?
What?
He said if some smart-ass smarks tried to take over a show, him and D-Von would go into the crowd and beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, it was like 6,000 smart-ass smarks.
It was true, though. It was absolutely true. You know, we have a new Ring of Honor TV champion.
Who? Listen, I know. Tell the audience.
Do you know?
Is it Austin Aries?
No, it's my man, Punishment Martinez.
Oh, yes, I did know that. I did know that.
He won.
Did he take a picture? Did we send him a shirt?
No, we didn't send him a shirt. Okay. I got to get more shirts. I'm supposed to be doing that. Our Ring of Honor ran State of the Art in Dallas this weekend, and there was a Proving Ground match between Silas Young, the TV champion, against Punishment Martinez, Hangman Page, Jonathan Gresham, Scorpio Sky, and Cheeseburger. And Adam Page hit the rite of passage on Cheeseburger at the end of the match, but Martinez stomped him, hit South of Heaven slam, the South of Heaven choke slam on Cheeseburger for the win. Mm. And then Martinez defeated Young with the choke slam. So, going into Best in the World, Martinez and Page already had a match, so I'm assuming it will now be for the Ring of Honor TV Championship.
ROH.
I'm a big Punishment Martinez fan, so.
No, I remember that show we went through. He didn't have the best outing.
No, because we later found out that the AAA guys had just gotten there.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
Because both AAA showings were pretty bad. Axis is adding a second wrestling promotion. To its...
Probably Evolve, right?
No, Women of Wrestling.
Wait. Oh, I thought you were talking about WrestleMania Access.
No. Access TV. Access TV. I'm sorry.
I did see that.
So they're adding another wrestling show. So that'll be pretty cool. It's essentially a remake of GLOW.
Well, wasn't Women's of Wrestling supposed to be something overseas that just never got off the ground?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I hate women's wrestling, so... So there's that. You think Jericho would do Australia?
If he's not committed to something else.
You see the article where he said he would never work on U.S. soil for another company because he feels like that would spite Vince McMahon?
I read that a while ago, I think.
He recently said he won't do All In. He won't do the G1 in San Francisco.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It's admirable.
He says he's only doing it for like Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor money.
If someone else wanted to book him.
Right. He's at that point in his career. Which, I mean, look, more power to him.
What, is he like 48? If that? I mean, if not older? He's got to be hitting 50 if he hasn't already.
Let's see. Chris Jericho.
Try Lionheart if nothing comes up.
Oh, good call. All right. I'm going to sneeze again. Fuck, I got to take allergy medicine.
Bless you.
He's 47. He will be 48 on November 9th.
All right.
Oh, God. Excuse me. Let's see. Let's see. We got any other updates, Kevin? Let's see. Let's see. No, nothing really. Oh, today is Bruiser Brody's 72nd birthday, and HighSpots.com is giving away his documentary for free for the next 3 hours.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did you order one?
No, no. You have to, it's like you watch it online. So that's worth checking out. Apparently, Tony Atlas goes into detail about when he was killed. It's supposed to be really good. Oh, and I think that's really it, Kev.
That works.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Just comedy tomorrow night. What? God, I keep thinking it's Tuesday. Comedy, live, outdoor, free show. Great headliner, special guest coming in, but you've seen him on Last Comic Standing. And your headlines out in casinos out in Vegas and Atlantic City and all over the place, travels all over the country. That's a free show, 815 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, the Brown Bear Pub in West Orange. If you're in Essex County area, come in. Like I said, it's free. They have great food, great drinks. Then, of course, the other sister project that I'm working on with the guys over in the comedy world, Dumbfellas Podcast, at Dumbfellas Podcast on Instagram, at Dumbfellas Pod on Twitter, Facebook/Dumbfellas, and at Kevin Garifo on Twitter, at Shining Wizards Kevin on Instagram, at Wizards Podcast on Instagram, and, of course, at Wizards Podcast on Twitter. Thank you all. I love you. Sex.
All right. We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, shiningwizards.com, at Wizards Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have a Pro Wrestling Tees store, prowrestlingtees.com/Shining Wizards. Get the new Uncle Creepy, Uncle Matt t-shirt. It's quite comical. Be sure to check us out every week on the Rant, rantiumradio.com, live, and of course, shiningwizards.com. You can listen to any shows in the archive. I highly recommend checking out episode 374, Kevin's birthday. We had Brutus Beefcake, Jeff Jarrett, Real McFoley, Animal, Ryan Wing, Big Vito, Simon Diamond, Jason Sines, he's a comedian, Kevin's comedian friend Candace, KP Burke, friend of the show, comedian, past guest. So definitely worth checking out. And we'll see you guys next week with more wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Bye.